Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Self-punishment.
Good. I'm glad. He's blushing.
I messed up.
That was a little whoopsie doodle on your part.
What's sad is we had an extra minute.
We were luxuriating in time.
We were ready to go.
And then you let Teddy Swims in, losing control all over here.
You ever leave the back door open and Teddy Swims just sneaks on in?
Teddy Swims just made his way on, swam right through.
What just butterflied by us?
If you expected the Morning Scramble right at 6 o'clock, we are just a little bit late. We do apologize.
I'm sorry.
And if anybody should be apologizing...
It's me. It's the guy.
It's D'Antoni.
I'm the guy.
I'm driving the car.
I'm Mr. Button Pusher. I'm driving the car. I took a left. You should have taken a right. It's my fault.
We're not upset. We're just disappointed.
I'm disappointed. And I'm worried because I have 4 hours with you now and then 3 hours with you later at Power of the Pink. And I just feel like I need to earn your trust back. And it's not going to happen today.
Please. Earn my trust back.
Would you like my pink frosting?
Yes.
I'm on my way.
You start with giving me your pink frosting, which is available tonight if you join us. They're lighting the hospital. The Halperin Cancer Center is going to go all pink with Mercy. It's going to be a beautiful night. We can't wait.
Cannot. Claire will be there for sure.
I will be there. Dancer Canson.
Scheduled to appear.
Also, we'll see.
I'll be there. Now I'm worried I'm going to be late because I got to run home and let the dog out.
Ugh, same.
I know.
We'll be there. We're excited.
Is there just going to be tension this morning?
No.
You sure?
Tension?
Well, is there another shoe that's going to drop?
I hope not, because we are busy.
I know.
We don't have time for this. No.
You're not holding some, and another thing.
And here's another thing. You know what else he always does?
There it is.
He'll clear his throat, like, yeah, and it's like, what's the deal with that?
But you don't hear it because I pulled out my microphone. But it happens all the time.
All the time. Man, you know what? This is probably good for us.
You want to complain about how my shirt smelled on Monday while we're at it? It smelled too good.
What kind of dryer sheets is this guy using? What's the deal with his dryer sheets?
What's up with that?
Yeah. And another thing.
Yeah.
No. I don't have anything else.
This is like olden days of getting stoned. But no, let me rephrase.
But not like Matthew McConaughey?
No, like when they bring rocks to the village.
Biblical times.
Yeah, and you're a Plymouth settler.
They did that then, too, I guess.
I think they probably did.
Yeah.
We got out of that in the more modern era.
Not a good idea.
Yeah. So I'll just be over here, my head is hung in shame.
There's nothing I can do. I think that you're doing a good job.
I'm just going to avoid eye contact today.
I'm going to
Blair Witch myself in the corner.
Self-censure. I like it. And this, I'm going to start by telling you, it's not in America yet. Okay?
Not here yet?
Don't get your hopes up. But the Holiday Inn Express folks are trying to reinvigorate the hotel room alarm clock. Because at this point, like, I'm mostly using my phone for an alarm clock. I hardly ever
look at it.
Yeah.
It may be a charging station in some places.
I appreciate a charging station.
I'm always worried, though, that the last person's alarm is still set on it.
Yes.
Right?
I do not trust it.
Or the room next door, it's going off.
So are we still keeping them in the rooms? What are we doing with them?
Take them out.
No.
No?
They are reinvigorating the alarm clock. They are reinventing what the alarm clock can be. Imagine you wake up with a scent of morning.
Smell-o-vision?
Yeah, I was smell-o-clock. What time is it? It's smell-o-clock. They are trying this out in Australia and New Zealand, where you can pick out a couple of different options. You can select coffee, bacon, blueberry muffin. In other countries like Japan, you can choose the pear. In Singapore and Thailand, mango is an option as well.
You know, I'd love cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom?
Yeah.
Oh, that could be like a DC.
So do you set that? And at the time your alarm goes off is when the scent and that will wake you up?
Yes.
The smell wakes you up?
If you are like a Michael Scott character and you like to wake up to the smell of sizzling bacon,
Sure.
This is your time at Holiday Inn Expresses. In other countries for right now, but it could make its way here. They're trying to kind of piggyback the whole free breakfast idea.
Right.
And get you excited for that free breakfast. Go get your free breakfast.
Wait, free smells in the room.
Yeah.
Free food in the lobby.
Uh-huh.
That one for one.
Hey.
I like it.
Yeah. Now if we can all just agree on what are we wearing down to get that breakfast.
Then they should also give you the clothes to wear to breakfast.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to partake in the smells, you have to wear clothes that are appropriate
yes.
for public.
Yes.
Public appropriate clothing, please.
Please. Please and thank
you. That's not a big ask.
No.
Is it at all?
No.
I don't think so.
Maybe that's why they haven't brought it to the States yet, because we just haven't figured that part out
We're
yet.
We're a different breed here.
Yeah, a little bit.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Every once in a while, I swing on into Quickstar.
Yeah?
How you doing, Quickstar?
Hey, how you doing?
They have my favorite meat and cheese snack.
What is it?
It's meat.
Well, what kind of meat? What kind of cheese?
It's cheese. It's Wisconsin. It's a cheese curd. They had a little garlic to it. Ooh. Yeah, it's really good. And then I get a banana. And then I go to the coffee bar.
Uh-huh.
And I treat myself.
Yeah.
And then I always have a pleasant exchange. I always hope my quick rewards will kick back a free coffee. That happens every once in a while.
Sure.
And then the last thing I do is, as I'm walking out, they have the stack of newspapers.
Yeah.
And I go, headline I need to know.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I found one today that I think we all need to know.
What's that?
Today, October 2nd, is the 75th birthday of the Peanuts.
Really?
The Charlie Brown Peanuts comic strip debuted on this date, October 2nd, in 1950. Also back when every household in America got a newspaper.
Yep.
If you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was looking at the story of these kids and their beloved beagle, Snoopy.
We just love them.
75 years. And it hasn't faded, right?
Well, I mean, there's something, like, everybody can kind of see themselves a little bit in the Charlie Brown. Like,
oh, for sure. They're all caricatures of ourselves.
Yeah.
Everybody knows a Lucy. Everybody knows a Sally,
mm-hmm.
a Linus. The fact that Great Pumpkin has been, you know, that's a tradition. It's just 75 years old.
Oh, it's almost time for the Great Pumpkin.
Yeah, I know it's almost time. And I think Apple TV still kind of holds on to that
one. Yes, they do.
But just how fortunate, I just glanced down, saw on USA Today today, this actual picture as we say happy 75th birthday to the Peanuts. Today.
Happy birthday, Peanuts.
There you go. Of all the days for me to swing into Quickstar.
Thank you.
I know. Very happy.
Happy birthday. It is October, and I kind of realized that hardcore. My daughter was like, Mom, we have to, like, serious talk about Halloween costumes. Because she's switching her idea. She had an idea for a Halloween costume that I think that has kind of blown up just a little bit. But she made a mistake in her Halloween costume planning. Because a lot of times, you know, you'll talk to people about what do you want to be? What do you want to be? And maybe she should have just kept it a secret.
It got out?
It kind of got out. The kids were all talking together and she shared that she wants to be the Lorax.
I love it.
And
yes,
everybody is kind of like wearing that pillow in the belly and a big fake mustache. And it's kind of become a thing where everybody's doing it. I've seen, like, bachelorette parties, like, some people get all sexy. We're doing a Lorax party. And then just everybody is wearing these weird, funny Lorax costumes. So that's where she got her idea.
I love it.
But now it's become a thing, like, everybody wants to be the...
No.
I think you might see a lot of Loraxes this Halloween.
What an odd trend.
It is so weird. So she's shifting her idea just a little bit.
Two?
I don't know if I'm allowed to...
Oh, you're keeping the secret.
That's my theory. I'm like, well, then you need to, this is idea number two. You got to keep it top secret.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my advice to you, kiddo. Right?
Yes,
I agree. If you don't want anybody else to dress like you, you don't want to look like anybody else. Although I have to say, I don't think she's going to be the only one.
Do you think she'd be willing to go with a group of friends? I'm just going to pitch an idea.
Okay. begged her
K-pop
to be
demon hunter.
A K-pop demon hunter. Yes. I was like, dude, you would be an awesome Mira. She doesn't, I'm like, not even the main character with the purple ponytail.
No,
the tall girl. You are a tall girl. Think about it. You could get two of your friends to go with you.
Yes.
She's not feeling it.
No.
I begged, Eric.
It ends with you sitting on a couch and just devouring all the snacks.
I know. Thank you very much. But guess who could? Who's got a group of three? You, me, producer Ben.
Yes!
Ben! Good news!
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Man from South Central Iowa looking into filing a class action lawsuit against Casey's for overcharges. The allegation is the convenience store chain in the past has overcharged consumers by advertising in-store discounts when you buy two or more of an item. Mm-hmm. But then when you go to the cash register, you look at your receipt and you don't get the discount. He filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court of Southern Iowa. And the plaintiff is seeking class action status. And there are multiple examples where he purchased beverage or food items, advertised that if you buy two, then they're $5 a piece, for example.
Did you go back and ask the register?
I don't know if he left the store and then looked at the register and like, huh, this seems to be a reoccurring problem. And now I would like to talk to my lawyer about that. The lawsuit seeks damages for fraudulent misrepresentation, unjust enrichment, negligent misrepresentation, and unfair or deceptive acts. The reason he's looking at class action is if the registers weren't programmed correctly at every Casey's location, then you have to consider the amount of money the Casey's technically would owe people. And all of this is technically because, right, this is a lawsuit. Casey says every right to argue their side of it. We don't know how it went down, but that is currently working its way through the U.S. District Court of the Southern District of Iowa right now. It's not a great day for Cubs fans. For shorts, we got game three. I mean, talk about just the excitement of postseason baseball, because it's now we are down to if you win, you're in, and if you lose, you are out. The Padres survived 3-0 yesterday at Wrigley. I thought when they do these like best of three series, they bounce between stadiums.
No.
The Cubs host all of them.
Oh, really?
So game three is today in Wrigley. It's going to be a couple hours later. First pitch is going to be at 4 p.m. today. ESPN will carry it on television. I don't have the official notes from our brother station down the hall, but I'm presuming they planned for this. So if they're carrying the broadcast, that'll be on 1600 ESPN. They'll probably go at about 3:30 for pregame. Again, it's Cubs and Padres coming up at 4 o'clock. Winner moves on to the next round, trying to get one game closer to the World Series. Not done with our sports shorts. Here's a name that you're going to have to learn to pronounce.
Okay.
Because she's coming to Iowa, and there are Caitlin Clark comparisons.
I'm ready.
McKenna Volichko.
Volichko?
Volichko. W-O-L-I-C-Z-K-O. Volichko.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to practice that.
The number six player in the country as ESPN's next best 100.
Ooh.
She's at number six. Committed to Iowa in the last couple of days, wants to play for Jan Jensen.
That is exciting.
She's from California. She is Jan Jensen's highest rated recruit in the post-Clark era.
Woo.
And the Clark comparisons are beginning.
That's
her
exciting.
Her demeanor, her play style, all of the above.
Woo.
Welcome to Iowa City, McKenna Volichko, your newest player for the Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team.
Cool.
Exciting times at Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control. They've got a pig. A pig they've named Peppa.
She's so sweet.
We got to interact with Peppa the other day. We were there filming for some stuff you'll learn about very soon with the Morning Scramble. But news outlets are starting to pick up the story. Peppa, a piglet that, according to Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control, jumped off the back of a truck.
Yes.
Now, whether it fell or jumped is up for debate.
Well, yeah, whatever.
But the story is a lot better if Peppa went, freedom!
I want to get out of here!
Rescued just off of Highway 100 in eastern Iowa by Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control. You can see pictures of Peppa on the Facebook page. Peppa right now is being housed next to a three-legged dog that was found in horrible conditions.
Oh, my gosh.
And they did have to amputate a leg. But they are right now the best of friends.
It is so sweet.
It's adorable.
She had an apple and some kitty chow.
Yes, cat food and apples is what she was having.
Until somebody came and donated some actual pig food.
Proper pig food. They're currently working with Iowa Farm Sanctuary, which I believe is out of North Liberty, to find the proper farm sanctuary. But Peppa will never find it her way to a plate. Peppa will be a pig a big pig too. I looked at the Facebook comments and like they're adorable now. Much like when you have a puppy and you don't realize how big that dog is going to be. She's going to grow.
She's going to get big.
To a full-size pig.
She's so cute and little right now.
But Peppa the Pig, the current, after they had the snake, they found that iguana.
Right. They just have to be ready for whatever.
That's their job is you are holding this animal until you can find its owner or safety.
What a wild time. You just never know what you're going to get.
So that's got us feeling all right. Peppa the Pig at Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
The trailer for season 7 of The Kardashians dropped yesterday, and it includes an interesting claim from Kim. Kim says that she got a call from some investigators who told her that someone extremely close to her put out a hit on her.
Start naming names.
Someone tried to kill Kim. It doesn't reveal because it's the trailer, right? It's reeling us in. But a statement like that does a pretty good job, right?
It does.
It doesn't reveal what happened, who wanted this. It is interesting to note that back in 2022, she and Kanye were going through some stuff, and Kim did accuse him of putting a hit out on her.
Oh, she did then?
She did then.
Okay.
So did that? Is it related to that? Is it a different hit?
When is this? You said that was 2022?
That was 2022.
Trailers for activities that have happened, what, in the last 6 months, last year?
It has to be fairly recent. I would think 2024.
25?
Maybe. It premieres October 23rd on Hulu, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Now, is that hit going to be talked about in the first episode or at some point this season?
Or is it just sometime in the season? Yeah,
wow.
I don't know. So, they got us. Got us good. In other TV news, it's been 20 years since Everybody Loves Raymond went off the air, and they are doing a special reunion next month. They're calling it the 30th anniversary special.
Okay.
But technically, the show premiered in 1996, so it's only 29 years.
Sure, that's fine.
Just go ahead and round up.
I'm okay with that.
You're fine with it. 90 minutes long on CBS. It airs November 24th. Ray Romano and the creator, Phil Rosenthal, are going to host it. And they've got several cast members going to appear. Brad Garrett, of course, Patricia Heaton, and then the three actors that played their kids.
Oh, what do they look like?
They're adults now, right? They've got to be fully grown. So,
because Peter Boyle and the mom,
Doris Roberts,
both have passed away.
They have both since passed. They played Ray's parents, and they're going to do a special tribute to them.
That's wonderful.
Which is cute.
Both great comedic actors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We got the body cam footage. As you recall, Morgan Wallen threw a chair off a rooftop bar in Nashville. We all remember that story, right? He threw the chair off the rooftop bar. This was at Eric Church's bar. It's called Chiefs in downtown Nashville. It ended with Morgan Wallen getting arrested on 3 counts of felony reckless endangerment and 1 count of disorderly conduct. He eventually pled guilty to misdemeanor reckless endangerment. He was sentenced to probation and served 7 days at a DUI education facility.
Well, hopefully that helped.
Hopefully it did.
Is that facility located in God's country?
Must be. Okay. He had to get back there.
Got it.
That's exactly where he ended up. But the new body cam footage shows exactly what happened. When the police approach Morgan Wallen, he denies that it was him who threw the chair. He even called Eric Church and put the officer on the phone with Eric Church, who owns the bar, to help get him out of trouble.
That's right. You have to treat it. I don't care who you are, and I don't care who owns the bar.
I don't care if you have the owner of the bar's phone number. You have to, you know, you did something against the law. They had video footage of him, and even after they showed him, we have video footage of you throwing the chair off, he still denied it.
Wait a minute.
He still denied that it was him.
You know what that defense is called.
What?
That's the Shaggy defense. Wasn't me. Wasn't me. Wasn't me.
The Shaggy defense did not work because the video cam footage continues after they arrest him. They put him in the back of a patrol car. This is the best part. The radio is on in the squad car. And you can hear one of Morgan Wallen's songs playing on the radio.
Oh.
And so he asked the cops to turn it down, and they start singing along.
Yes! You messed up, brother.
You messed up.
Own up to it.
You messed up. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Sometimes the strange, the spooky calls to us, Dancing Eric Hansen.
And I don't take that call.
And I just screen my calls.
I set
so I don't. I do not pick up. But it is interesting. Sometimes the weird, the strange, the unexplained. And there's something about the month of October that just, it's like this is the time to look into it.
I'm attracted to it 2 hours at a time on the safety of my couch where I control the lights and the pause button. Yeah, I will watch a scary movie any day of the week.
You love a scary movie.
I love that.
I like a good ghost story. There's something about like Edgar Allan Poe, that kind of stuff that just, I like that.
I like letting your mind explore that domain, but you put me in a haunted house, I want, show me the exit. I can't, if I have to physically interact with it, I don't like it.
I don't like being threatened.
I don't like being threatened. I feel like a honey badger. You work me back into a corner.
Yes.
I will come out.
The morning scramble, couple of honey badgers.
Yeah.
But luckily, there are some very brave folks who look at that challenge of the paranormal, the unexplained, and say, me, I want to investigate that.
Her basement is dedicated to the horror field.
The whole genre.
The genre, if you will. We welcome, after a very short time in bed, welcome back to the microphone, Jaden at night in the morning.
Hello.
Hi,
Jaden. Good morning, Jaden.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How long have you had this attraction to the supernatural?
I like to say that my attraction or my connection to
connection's a great word.
To the spiritual realm started when I was very young. I was actually at my grandma's house, only my grandma's, I had imaginary friends that I could see, but nobody else could. Mm-hmm. Growing up more throughout my life, I've had quite a few run-ins with the paranormal, whether it's, you know, feeling things, going to the Zach Bagans Haunting Museum.
Yeah,
and
you did that in Vegas, right?
Yes. Yeah. And having just a complete loss of time and kind of blacked out.
You claim to have walked through that museum, and the next thing you know, you are outside kind of coming to. Is that a fair way to describe
it? I remember calling my dad and not remembering it. So
what?
Yeah. I have always had a love for the paranormal and a connection.
So you see dead people.
Yeah.
Kind of. You're the little boy.
Sense them.
Sense them. I mean, see them. I mean, there is a little blonde boy that lives in the 1600 studio. His name's Elijah, but I think that's also...
How did he get there?
I think he came home from the Zach Bagans Haunted Museum.
Well, okay, this worries me a little bit because...
Okay, things are attaching themselves to
here is what is going down on Saturday. In the Rock Island area is the Rock Island Roadhouse Esoteric Expo. And among the things you can do, there's museums. The Warrens' Devils on the Run tour is part of this. The Warren family from the Conjuring movies,
right.
Is that right?
Yes.
The most iconic item, if you're talking about the Warrens, is one item and one item only, and that is the Annabelle doll.
The Annabelle doll is a haunted doll said to be possessed by the devil itself. And this thing, I mean, it looks like a Raggedy Ann doll, but bad things happen around this doll.
Oh, yeah.
And you are going to, I don't believe they're letting people touch it.
No.
But you are going to come face to face with that doll as part of your first chapter of the Z-Files this Saturday.
Yes, I am extremely, I'm nervous, but I'm excited. I don't take this kind of stuff lightly, so this is a big deal.
No kidding.
Yeah.
This is huge.
How do you prepare? Because much like if you've seen any of the Conjuring movies, the Warrens took extra care to make, because if they stepped foot into that world, they always were afraid like it would pull them in. What do you do to make sure that another little ghost doesn't follow you back to the building, for example?
I'm definitely very self-aware when it comes to like going to see Annabelle to make sure like just to myself, like saying like this is a real thing and this like things can't attach yourself. Most people I know, I am taking producer Ben along with me. Mm-hmm. He does not believe in much. So he's more of a, I'm going to touch it and see what happens. I'm more of a realist that I'm like, we're not going to do anything. And we're going to respect her.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to her.
Okay.
Like we're going to, because she's supposed to be like a little girl, ghost, the devil, like, you know, like that kind of vibe. You just kind of talk to her as if she was standing in front of you.
You hear that a lot, is you have to respect the presence.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Give it a little bit of credence.
Well, we thought it would be good to send producer Ben since he doesn't really buy into all this as much, and you're all in.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of good that we have a nice balance of you're in for it, and he's more of a skeptic.
The believer and the non-believer.
Yeah.
Yes, that's... He's gone to everything I've done that's paranormal. So like the Zach Bagans Museum, we did the Museum of Death in New Orleans. And I just feel like every time that we're in one of those situations, that he's always like, fake news. That's wrong. That's no way you felt that. And I'm the one that's, you know, in shambles, that I'm like, there is a presence here and I'm cold. Like, what do I do?
Well, it's the Rock Island Roadhouse Esoteric Expo. I believe tickets are still for sale, by the way.
Yeah.
It's pretty much a full day. It's 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. coming up this Saturday. And then you can add on these experiences. And one will be the ability to be in the presence of, in the respectful
zone
of the
distance.
Annabelle doll.
I believe they keep it in a box.
Now, let's call this thing out. While this thing has been on tour this year, people have died.
Yes.
True?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes. The handler has passed away.
Yep.
Any concerns?
Any concerns there?
I'm be honest, I'm more concerned for producer Ben.
Really?
Well, if you're concerned for Ben, we are concerned
should
for Ben.
Should we be more concerned
we
for Ben?
We probably should be more concerned for Ben.
People are concerned about me, but I'm like, I can respect a ghost. He's going to be like, hey, ghost.
Okay. So maybe we should be more concerned.
All right. Well, this is your first assignment. This is your first Z file.
Stop number one.
You will
Annabelle doll
research on Saturday. You'll give us a report early next week. And then I think from there, let's just start asking around and seeing where else to send her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There've got to be a more spooky, unexplained phenomenon.
If it's an easy car ride, if it's in our backyard, even better.
Let's go investigate. And by let's, I mean let's send Jaden and
Jaden
Ben.
Jaden will go investigate. It's the first chapter of the Z Files, as Jaden at night, on the request of the Morning Scramble, will be interacting with the Annabelle doll this weekend.
Claire and Eric can't agree. All right. So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
All right, counselor.
Hi, counselor.
Are you ready to enter our radio court of law for Jury in a Hurry today?
I kind of feel like I'm a subject matter expert in this one.
A little bit. I mean, you do a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's on the docket today. This case comes to us from a listener, Linda. Her question, she says, is basically, is it okay to chat with a complete stranger sitting next to you on an airplane? I recently took a plane trip to see my son. When I arrived, I explained to my son that I struck up a nice conversation with a couple on the plane on my way out to see him. He was mortified. He told me I was his worst nightmare. When my son travels via plane, he doesn't want to engage in any conversation with a seatmate who is a total stranger. I beg to differ. If someone is showing outward signs to me that they'd like to talk, I engage with them and most often have a very pleasant conversation with a complete stranger. The trip goes fast. I like to be Iowa nice to others. If someone is reading a book or totally engaged in something else, I leave them alone. Thoughts? Is it okay to talk to a seatmate who is a complete stranger on an airplane or leave them alone? As always, I enjoy your morning show, and hopefully I hear this debate sometime on air.
Here it is.
There it is, Linda.
Bringing it to your radio right now, Linda. Do you think it was just pure, oh my God, you're so embarrassing, I can't believe you did that? Or do you think Linda's son was also a little concerned for her safety?
I think that it was, she said mortified. So I'm going with, and I've seen it happen with my middle schooler, parents are embarrassing.
Fair enough.
Mortification.
Where do you stand? When you travel, do you like to interact with other people on the plane, on a tour group? How do you do it?
Very much no.
No. Okay.
Very, very much no. I keep it to myself. I treasure my travel time. Travel time is leisure time for Claire. And that usually means I'm probably reading my book. I will take it a step further and put some earbuds in my ears and listen to music so I can block everything else out. I don't want to be bothered by anybody, including the people I'm traveling with. I'm not kidding. My children, I'm like, no. I'm off right now. I would like to
you
just.
You keep to yourself with your own family?
I take it to the extreme, man. Oh, I'm not even kidding. Yes. That is what I enjoy, is I like to be focused on something else and transport myself. And that travel time is the perfect time to do it, especially in an airplane.
You're at a water park hotel and another lovely family is next to you. You're not going to strike up a conversation. No.
No. No. That's their business. My business is my business.
You are so social otherwise, but traveling, you just, no.
No. And I think it does, for me, it does come down to a safety thing. Like, I don't want to be approached by a stranger. I
understood.
I'm fighting for my life out there. It's me against the world. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like it's a safety component of I don't want to talk to strangers, stranger danger. And I've been taught that from a very young age, and I am holding on tight to it.
I appreciate your position, but I have to tell you, you are missing out, man. You have to get to know where you're going, the local scene. And the only way to do that is to interact with strangers. I had so many pleasant conversations and interactions on my Alaska trip. Flying back from Alaska, met a guy that went up just to do some fly fishing with the family. And you get to hear a lot of people's life stories. It just reminds you, big world, a lot of big, fun, friendly people out there. That kid I met.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name? Otis or something?
Yeah.
On the boat.
I'll never forget him.
I'll never forget Otis or whatever his name was. From California.
Like,
he said
Max.
He loved me and I was his best friend, little dude. We did a selfie together. You have to be open. You cannot close. You have to be open and welcoming. I will admit it can get a little annoying on a plane because you're trapped.
Yeah.
You're not moving anywhere.
No, excuse me.
But to Linda's point, the time does seem to go by faster when you're in the midst of a conversation and you're not just heads down reading a magazine or watching a movie. We are so tied to our screens all the time anyway. Why not look at another person in the eyes? Hi, I'm Eric. I'm from Cedar Rapids. Oh, you're headed to Chicago? Do you live there? Oh, cool. Where are you guys going? The things you're going to discover by meeting people. If you ever go to like an all-inclusive, you're going to meet so much fun. Go like the Lazy River, right? And go to the bar. And
get an even more inclusive experience.
Make some friends with the
Grease
locals.
Wheels.
Find out the best places to go eat. You have to. When you travel, talking to strangers is better. And I'm not advocating putting yourself in a scary situation, right?
No, no, no.
You're not walking down an alley at 2 a.m.
No.
But if you're in a public place and there are some friendly people next to you at the pub, like 2 years ago, I got to go to Richmond where they filmed Ted Lasso. Heck yeah, I was talking to everybody there. Everybody. Because I'm never going to see him again. I just want to experience culture and life. So I say when you travel, talk to strangers. It's the better way to do it. That's a vote for Danton Eric Hansen. Yes, you talk.
I say, no, you keep to yourself. We have two different, very approaches to travel, but it doesn't matter what we do. It's about what you do.
Yep, we're trying to help Linda and her son figure out this debate. What side of the coin do you fall on when traveling? Keep to yourself. Talk to strangers. Phone lines are open right now, and that phone number is 200-1029. Call now. Be a juror for Jury in a Hurry. We want to hear what you have to say.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, Jury in a Hurry, when you travel, keep to yourself or talk to strangers?
How do you do it?
Absolutely talk to strangers.
Chatting them up. Okay,
part
that's
of
one
the experience.
In the chatty column.
Thanks, caller. Hey, caller, when you travel, you talking to other people or you keeping to yourself?
Most definitely talking.
Most definitely talking.
This isn't fair. The chatty people are of course.
Everybody's my friend.
They're going to reach out and they're going to call.
Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. We're talking travel. How do you travel? Keep to yourself, talk to others.
Talk to others. It's a lot more fun.
It is a lot more fun, Claire. You need to try
man.
It. Thank you.
There's got to be somebody who's keeping to themselves.
Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. We're talking travel. Do you talk to others or keep to yourself?
Talk to others. Got to make friends.
Got to make friends.
Who are
Claire,
these people?
Everybody's your friend. They just haven't met you yet.
Okay, my people are just they're keeping to themselves right now.
That's the problem. It's Jury in a Hurry. We're talking travel. Do you talk to others or do you keep to yourself?
I just talk to others. It makes them more personable, easier to get along with. This world's got too much hate.
Okay.
World's got too much hate. That's
you're off to a commanding start.
Sure am. Current vote tally, talk to people. I've got 5. Claire, you have?
0 currently.
All right, let's head back to the telephone line. Hey, caller, thanks for holding on. How do you travel? Are you a talker or just keep to yourself?
Just a little bit of conversation is great.
A little bit of conversation,
okay.
Claire.
That's
a little bit goes a long
vote.
Way. That's
okay.
Another chatter.
All you need is
thank
one
you,
more, Danson Eric Hansen. I need 7 more.
Going to line number 2. Jury in a Hurry, how do you travel? Caller, travel is better talking to strangers or do you keep to yourself?
I just came back from vacation. vacation, and I was made fun of for talking to so many people, so I'm with Eric.
Made fun of for talking, but yet she did, and she loves it, and that seals the deal, Claire.
Okay.
A clean sweep. Well, Team Linda.
Sorry, Linda's son. We got zero today, so I guess get to chatting.
Get to know some other people.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.